This is TWiT.
Now on to a few more stories we're following today. Facebook's Oculus Rift virtual reality team has just hired computer scientist Mary Lou Jepsen, although they have yet to say what her new role at Oculus will be. Jepsen was formerly the head of the display division at Google X. She also started the One Laptop Per Child nonprofit with Nicholas Negroponte 10 years ago. If you want to learn more about Jepsen, check out her excellent TED Talk on how future devices might be able to read images from our brains. Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling pulled a fast one on Twitter trolls, not just by fighting back with angry tweets, which he did, but also by revealing that Twitter isn't quite as anonymous as it seems. Mashable reports that last week Schilling tweeted about his 17-year-old daughter's acceptance into a softball program, and he received sexually explicit and abusive tweets with rape references. In response, Schilling was able to out the worst offenders, which resulted in as many as 9 trolls losing their jobs or getting kicked off sports teams and getting kicked out of school. The FAA administration said that an FAA administrator said that U.S. air traffic control system is safe. That's despite a government accountability report saying that it is vulnerable to hackers. Although most of the report findings are classified, NPR said today that weaknesses were found in the way air traffic controls encrypt sensitive data, prevent and detect unauthorized access to computer resources, and the way the system identifies and authenticates users. And finally, I firmly believe that emojis have the power to change the world, and not just because it's so fun to say the word emoji. We've talked a lot about how the newest iOS and OS 10 update will feature new, more diverse emojis. Now the website Ginger Parrot is asking the question, and rightfully so, why is there no redheaded emoji? If you feel that this is a travesty, as I do, then go sign the petition at change.org, because change, friends, starts with you and with redheaded emojis. If you feel disenfranchised by the lack of an emoji that represents you, please email to tell me all about it at megan@twit.tv, and I'll see what I can do. And one more thing, my producer Jason says that while there is a fight to have emojis look like real life, we should never forget what real life emojis look like. If you ever saw that, you won't forget. That's not something that you can unsee.